the insert name of sponsor here, studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
I always find it interesting to say, you know, Fran McCaffrey has 400 wins. I don't have any wins. Iowa's got a bunch of wins. Siena's got a bunch of wins. Our team won a lot of games. And the important thing is, I think, that the players receive the credit for that.
Welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn. January 31st, 4:05 to be exact. That was Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey after last night's 94-80 Hawkeye victory at Carver Hawkeye Arena sent those 10,371 fans home mostly happy. There were a couple Gopher fans who made the trip. Got a great show lined up for you today. Coming up, bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Jeremiah Davis, the now former Cedar Rapids Gazette basketball beat writer. He's a free agent. If anybody have any connections out there for Jeremiah, oh, you also get your 90 seconds of NASCAR backed by popular demand. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller is going to be on the air with us at 5 o'clock tonight. Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers. We're set to hear from him at 5:30. 6 o'clock showdown on the way as well tonight. A chance for you to take home tickets to see Avenged Sevenfold at the U.S. Cellular Center, along with the Breaking Benjamin and Shinedown, I believe. Every time I want to say Breaking Bad, I watched the Breaking Bad marathon over the weekend, and that's on my mind. I've got a number of things on my mind today. Really quick off the top of the program today, I do want to apologize to everybody for not being on the air yesterday. Many of you are aware of the circumstances as to why we did not have any local programming, and we certainly appreciate you reaching out to us, and it is very nice to know that you missed us yesterday. And speaking from the bottom of my heart, I missed all of you yesterday. Yesterday was not a very good day. Today we hope to be a better day moving forward, and there are a number of other things that I wish I could say, and perhaps there will be a time and a place where I can say those things. Moving forward, plenty to get to, including that Iowa game last night. And did Iowa play its best half of Big Ten basketball in the second half last night? 319-366-1600. That doubles as the Hurteen and Stocker text line. The Hawkeyes, well, they showed you when everything is going well for them that this is a team that has a lot of talent. And Richard Pitino said as much in his post-game news conference. Now, the Gophers only had 8 scholarship players available last night. Amir Coffey, their number 3 scorer, had a shoulder issue that was re-aggravated earlier in the week, so he was unable to go. They had a backup center that was unable to play. So Minnesota certainly was behind the 8 ball as far as a depth standpoint goes. But as Richard Pitino said, you take a look up and down the box score, Iowa had 6 players in double figures. Tyler Cook continues to be very good, a double-double for him, 17 and 10. Hawkeyes in the second half last night shooting 50% from beyond the arc and 60% from the floor. They put it together for 20 minutes and put Minnesota out of reach. They outscored them 57-47. Over the final 20 minutes, and now it's on to Happy Valley and Penn State. Fran McCaffrey says he was encouraged by what he saw last night, but now he knows the team has to go and do it on the road against a team that they've already played, already lost to. And, oh, by the way, as we mentioned, you heard there at the top of the hour, win number 400 for Fran McCaffrey, and in his own words, he's never won a game. His players have. And I thought it was appropriate that he said that last night because it was very much a team win. It's not like a guy went out and put up 32 on his own to lead Iowa past Minnesota. You have 6 guys, that's a team win. So the Hawkeyes now 12-12 in Big Ten, 12-12 overall, 3-8 in Big Ten play. Minnesota falls to 3-8. An undercurrent from last night. You can start looking ahead to Madison Square Garden and the Big Ten tournament. And the Hawkeyes may have positioned themselves with that win last night against Minnesota to not have to play on Wednesday. You recall with the conference expansion a couple years ago, Wednesday now is the first day of the Big Ten tournament. No team has ever won the tournament having begun play on Wednesday. So if you can get yourself off of that Wednesday bubble, you can at least put yourself in a position to maybe make a run. And most of the players that I talked to after the game last night, or we talked to, we being the collective media, acknowledge that, yeah, if they're going to be in any type of postseason situation, they most likely need to run the table or get to the championship. Even getting to the championship game is not going to get it done. They need to win the Big Ten tournament. 410, your phone calls and texts are welcome. Again, the number 319-366-1600. Excited to let you know you'll hear from Iowa wrestling coach Tom Brands tomorrow on the show. Coming up on Friday, we've got former Iowa offensive lineman Sean Welsh. So a big week. Ghalee Sterling is also going to join us on Friday. He'll help handicap the Super Bowl, where apparently there was on Radio Row today, which Radio Row, I wish we were there, is at the Mall of America. And
have you ever been to the Mall of America?
I've been, and I haven't really, I was not impressed by the Mall of America the couple times that I've been there. And I saw another Chicago radio personality refer to the food court at Mall of America as the seventh circle of hell earlier today on Twitter. You can follow me at Todd Brommelkamp, Alex at AlexCoon523, and I would tend to agree with that. The food court at Mall of America is grade A people watching, and I don't know whether that's a good thing or not. But you strike me as a guy who would be a fan of Mall of America.
I've just been there one time, and I went to a very good Mexican restaurant. So I haven't been able to – I haven't been there during peak hours where a lot of people were there, but I didn't mind it. It wasn't packed, though.
He's
so
not
probably
talking about Taco Bell, by the way. I know many people in Cedar Rapids probably heard that and thought, yeah, I know exactly. He made a run for the border.
No, I honestly ran into somebody the other day. Not going to name any names. But they said, you know what? I've never really had Mexican food. And I just couldn't believe it.
I'm incredulous there. I mean, I don't know where to begin with that. How does one go about that? How old was this person?
In their late 40s.
So a person in their late 40s, at that point, you have to have made a conscious effort to avoid Mexican food your entire life. And now this person, I'm very intrigued by this story. What would cause someone to just... What is this? It is some sort of hard shell with some seasoned. Is that seasoned beef? What is this wonder that you've just handed? Well, sir, that's called a taco, and they're very popular. Well, next thing you're going to tell me is that there's a soft version of this. Well, there are, and then there's burritos and quesadillas and fajitas, and my mind is blown. Thinking that there could be a 40-year-old person out there that hasn't really ever eaten Mexican food.
And I will say this.
I don't like it. I've never really had it.
I'm going to walk on eggshells here because I know there are fine sponsors that are Mexican restaurants. There's only a select...
I'll save you. There's no such thing as a bad Mexican restaurant.
There just aren't many around here. As opposed to other parts of the country.
BJ and Marion, yes, let's start naming the chains, the Cedar Rapids game that we play here often on this program.
Mike from Marengo wants to know if a breakfast burrito is considered Mexican food.
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
But I guess if you wanted to stretch the definition, you probably could. What causes someone to not eat Mexican food or not be...
I could have Mexican food almost every day of my life.
Not cognizant of it. I've never really had it before. Sure, I'll try
Mexican
it.
Food?
I'll give it a try. What is this? Salsa? Well, okay, yeah, I'll put it on here. Oh, wow.
You eat this with a fork?
It really makes your taco pop. It's a very ill-thought-of advertising campaign involving native Iowan Sean Johnson for, I believe it was Ortega. It was a taco company. Interesting phrasing there. 319-366-1600. Hawkeye fans, want to hear from you about last night's Minnesota game. Iowa State on tap tonight. By the way, at 5:30, we're going to step aside for the Cyclone Radio Network on 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency. So that means the final 90 minutes of the show tonight, you're going to have to catch us on our FM frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 FM. We have some eagle-eared listeners out there on the text line that did notice that that was Hail to the Redskins that was playing as the bed music in the show open today coming in. That, of course, a nod and reference to our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Where will Kirk Cousins be playing next year? It's pretty clear after the trade yesterday with Kansas City that Kirk Cousins is going to be a free agent and playing elsewhere. And I think the Denver Broncos be an interesting choice for him for a number of reasons. Now, the New York Jets are an option on the poll question. I said free agent, I meant trade, because we've played this franchise tag game with Kirk Cousins seemingly for the last two, three seasons, however long it's been. But he is going to be on the move. He's going to be someplace other than in Washington. And we give you some other options. They are, of course, teams that are in dire need of a quarterback. And I put a lot of work into the poll question every day. It takes me roughly 7 seconds to post it, especially when I color coordinate all of the answers. So if you're voting for the Jets, the answer is going to be green. And if you vote for the Jaguars, there is that putrid, half gold, half green, sort of brownish mustard. Gray Poupon mustard is sort of the color that I associate in my mind with the Jaguars. The Bills are an option. The Browns, the usual suspects. Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot.
He's not going to the Browns, is he? That would seem like career suicide.
It is. I'm glad you brought up the Browns, because I saw this on Twitter earlier today, and at first I was perplexed, and then, like many things in life, once somebody smarter than me explains the concept, then I understand it. Today is being referred to by football fans, especially NFL fans, as Hugh Jackson Day. I don't know, is it Hugh Jackson's birthday? No, today is January 31st. If you were to write that date out numerically, it would be 131.
That's cold.
Which is Hugh Jackson's record.
That's brutal.
Head coach.
So July 9th.
It's like Atlanta Falcons Day, right? It's 3/28.
Yes. And July 9th would be Jeff Fisher Day, because it's 7/9.
I thought August 8th was Jeff Fisher
See,
Day.
See, it used to be, but Jeff Fisher hasn't gone 8-8 in a long time. I don't think he ever went 8-8 with the Rams. He was mostly 6-10, 7-9. So I'm not going to give him more credit than he deserves.
Baseball world suffered a couple losses within the last 2 days. Kevin Towers, former general manager of the San Diego Padres and Arizona Diamondbacks, passed away yesterday. And then today we learned of the passing of Oscar Gamble, who was a member of the 1977 Southside Hitmen in Chicago with the White Sox, but perhaps known to many more people for having one of the greatest afros in sports history. And there's a 1976 Topps baseball card. It was the update version after the season was over, referred to by baseball card collectors as the traded set of Oscar Gamble after he was sent to the New York Yankees, and the hat is perched precariously on top of the afro. And as a young kid, 9-10-year-old kid, that card to me was as valuable as a 57 Mickey Mantle. If you were trying to pry and that Oscar Gamble card away from me, there is no way. I still own it.
I was going
to
ask
you
that question. How much do you think you could sell that for now?
35 cents, probably.
Oh, okay.
35, 40 cents, depending on...
You think it's up to about $5 today?
No. No. Unfortunately, any baseball cards produced prior to 1980 are virtually worthless. So if you're sitting out there, if you think you're sitting out there on a mountain of cardboard that you're going to put your child through college with or anything like that, I really hate to be the bearer of bad news, but, and I've had this a number of times, people will say, hey, can you do me a favor? I've got these cards, or maybe it's somebody, you know, my dad had these, or somebody, and it's always like, yes, I will take a look at them, and no, they're not going to be worth anything.
I've done that
before,
too.
And I'm still waiting for the day where somebody says, hey, can you check these out, and it's like the mother load. Yeah. It's never happened to me.
It never happens that way?
Yeah, it's not 1955 Bowman baseball cards. It's usually 1990 Fleer. They go, yeah, this Bill Ripken card with the expletive on the bottom. Okay.
My roommate had a Michael Jordan card, and it was all it was presented nicely. I think that it was actually a collector card, so it was one of however many were made. I was like, wow, this actually could be worth something. I went and looked it up. It's worth $2.50.
A couple people saying Kirk Cousins would fit in well with the Vikings. They didn't even put them as an option on the poll because I'm thinking that Teddy Bridgewater will most likely be their quarterback next season. Now, this is intriguing. 0856 on the Hertin and Stocker text line. I've never eaten fish of any kind. The idea makes me sick to my stomach.
Wow.
That's a preference, though. That's a little bit different than someone just being like, oh, I've never had Mexican.
That's also probably based on smell. The smell of fish bothers people. The smell of Mexican food is so inviting that I don't understand how you could pass that up. That's all I'm saying. So like you said, it would have to be a cognizant effort not to go to a Mexican restaurant your entire life.
Into your 40s.
Yeah.
I've never really had it before. How would you describe it? I'm painting this poor. We're going to eventually go to commercial here, and you're going to tell me I know this person or something, and then they're going to be very mad at me. So do I know this person?
You might.
It's not Coon's dad, is it?
No.
You didn't get confused, by the way, during the Mark Ironside segment on the gym class where they were talking about.
I did for a second.
Coon's not very. Was it not very quick on his feet? Kyle, do you happen to recall?
Very quick on his feet.
And he's
and I knew that was a lie because I'm not very quick on my
feet. My ears certainly perked up. I will say that if you missed Mark Ironside on the gym class earlier today, you can check out their podcast. It'll be available shortly at kgymradio.com.
Mike from Marengo. So fish tacos smell bad and good at the same time. Actually, I think that is a perfect description of fish tacos.
I've never had Mexican food before. Into your 40, I'm blown away by it. Now, chips and salsa? No. It's a little more generic than that, I guess.
Qualify, depending on the chip and the salsa. It's just your run-of-the-mill chip and run-of-the-mill store-bought salsa, no, but, yeah. I really didn't think out the qualifications as to what would qualify.
I'm crossing off the Hugh Jackson Day reference on my notes in front of me. I was glad that I got that one out of the way early. 4:23. Kyle's going to have a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. We mentioned Iowa State in action tonight. You'll hear them coming up at 5:30. You and I also taking on Evansville tonight, one of three games in the Missouri Valley Conference. First place Loyola is in Peoria to face Bradley, and then Indiana State at Valparaiso. Had a very nice conversation a couple nights ago with Indiana State coach Greg Lansing on the phone, inviting me up to you and I Saturday. The Sycamores are in town to take on the Panthers at the McLeod Center. I think it's a 3:00 tip-off this weekend, and to politely decline because I didn't want to cross paths with Gary Rima. It would have been awkward because usually when I go see Greg, I've got an Indiana State shirt and usually sit pretty good seats and support him and his team, and I didn't want the whole
Todd, I'm never coming on your show again.
Wait a minute, what's going on here? That's sort of sliding into Jim Brockmeyer territory, which hopefully that show is back on soon. Okay, long enough, step aside, take a quick break. Kyle's going to come in here, he's going to get you updated on all of the headlines going on in the sports world today, and then at the bottom of the hour, Jeremiah Davis, free agent sports writer and co-creator of 90 Seconds of NASCAR. I'm not going to give him full carte blanche to take credit for that because it was essentially my idea, but he is the foil for it. So you'll hear him give you a 90 Seconds of NASCAR update as well. Rick Heller, Gary Rima, 6:00 showdown. Oh, and by the way, yeah, it is Super Bowl week, a Wednesday edition of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn rolls on towards 7:00 after this.
When she says,
"Thanks, Valentine,"
she really means, "You didn't get it right, but I'm being nice." Well, this year, get a
"You're the best Valentine"
with Sweetopia handmade chocolates. These hand-painted artisan chocolates are almost as beautiful as her, and she'll think they're amazing. Come in and choose a ready-to-go box or customize your favorites at Sweetopia.
Best Valentine ever!
Sweetopia, inside Nubo City Market, 3rd Street, Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Good enough. That'll do. These are words that are content, that are fine with being average, which is why you'll never hear them at Honda. Because when you want to go above and beyond to build something like the Honda Pilot LX, you have to go above and beyond to get there. To bring you more passenger space than a Toyota Highlander. Test drive the Honda Pilot today at your local Honda dealer to see what expecting more gets you.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Comparison made to comparably equipped models. See dealer for financing details.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
426, welcome back in. That was a very brief appearance by Scott Unash. I thought maybe he got cold feet, the jitters tonight. They didn't want to go up against the big dogs in the bowling league. Thought maybe he was coming back here to hide out in the studio.
But
no, the pin pals are not the... If they're bowling the Patriots tonight, I think the pin pals are more probably along the lines of the Colts. Ooh. At this point. I don't know. They got a big rivalry, though.
The Colts with or without Andrew Luck?
Probably without. 319-366-1600. I was supposed to do something when we were coming back from the break, and then my mind got off track. And, well, I said I was going to do 3 hours of great radio today, and I've shot myself in the foot 26 minutes into the show. So we'll get it back on track for you shortly. A number of other stories to get to, including somebody getting a World Series ring 13 years after they should have gotten one. A story from the baseball world that you may find interesting. Lots to get to today. We've got Avenged Sevenfold tickets just laying all over the place. It's a difficult ticket to get your hands on unless you're here in the building, because we've got a double giveaway today. One of them will be used for the 6 o'clock showdown tonight in the third and final hour. The other one coming up for you at some point in time before 7 o'clock tonight, Avenged Sevenfold and some special guests coming to the U.S. Cellular Center later this year. You can find the details by visiting our website, kgymradio.com. Kyle has taken up residence on the stool to my right. He's ready for his first Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
The Hawkeyes put together a pretty good performance last night, beating Minnesota at home 94-80. They were led by Jordan Bohannon with 20 points and 10 assists, which already gives him 6 career double-doubles with points and assists, tied with Cal Wolfsburg for the most in program history. Tyler Cook also had a double-double with 17 points and 10 boards, and those guys were 2 of 6 Iowa players in double figures. It was also Fran McCaffrey's 400th win as a head coach. As well as he's played of late, Bohannon opened up after the game about something that could explain some of his perceived struggles earlier in the season, explaining that he's been dealing with plantar fasciitis for close to a year now. It's either subsiding or he's getting more used to it, because in Iowa's past 3 games, he's averaging 19 points and more than 9 assists in over 38 minutes per game. The Iowa State women lost at home to number 22 TCU 75-52. Emily Durr turned in 21 points, but the Cyclones were held to under 37% shooting from the floor as they fall to 9-13 and 3-8 in the Big 12. Beginning at 5:30 today, we're going to be on our North and South Gym FM frequencies only, because we'll have the Cyclone men hosting number 15 West Virginia. It'll be the first game without starting point guard Nick Weiler-Babb since he was ruled out with tendonitis, and Lindell Wigginton and Donovan Jackson are expected to take on the majority of those duties. That game tips at 6, and you can hear it on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Then after the show on those North and South Gym FM frequencies, we'll have the UNI men on the road at Evansville. You can hear Gary Rima on the call on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, or 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Guys, you ever been to Evansville?
I passed through Evansville one time.
Okay.
Where
is in Indiana in relationship to, say, Indianapolis? Because I don't think I've ever been there.
You know, I'd have to look that up on a map, and I don't want to say a direction because I'm going to be totally off, but it wasn't particularly close to Indiana, or okay. Indianapolis, I should say.
Okay.
I want to say it was only about 3.5 hours from St. Louis.
So probably south.
I'm guessing, yes.
319-366-1600, plenty to get to. Lots of news in the NBA. Also, it's an extremely busy time. Some big names on the move. Other names are rumored to be on the move as well. plenty to get to. The Chicago White Sox have given Ron Kittle a World Series ring. The 1983 American League Rookie of the Year was overlooked in 2005 when the White Sox beat the Houston Astros. Sorry, BJ and Marion, for tearing off that old wound. But, hey, the 2017 World Series championship will probably suffice. But they overlooked Ron Kittle, whom Jerry Reinsdorf referred to as a member of the family. So they had dinner over the weekend, and Ron Kittle now is the proud owner of a 2005 World Series ring. Teams, it's becoming increasingly more and more popular for teams to give alumni, famous players, World Series rings. I know the Cubs gave Fergie Jenkins and a lot of the Hall of Fame players, Billy Williams, they all got World Series rings after 2016 when the Cubs won the World. Just an opportunity for you, for me to remind you that the Cubs won the World Series a couple years ago.
Hey.
Jeremiah Davis set to join us coming up next.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that's why he went to Jared.
Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winterby. Counting down to Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis comes your way Sunday. Patriots, Eagles, Philadelphia early today already had their media availability. Meanwhile, the Patriots are going through theirs right now. First question was asked to Tom Brady. It was about his age and potential retirement. Brady's response, quote, "Why does everyone want me to retire?" He is still speaking. It is on ESPN2. Speaking of Brady retiring, Jonathan Kraft, the team president, and Robert Kraft, the team owner, he told Andrea Kramer in an interview for NFL.com that it will be Brady's right to decide when he wants to retire. Quote, "Tom will be given that latitude. I think he's earned that right." On the practice field today, Rob Gronkowski did practice. He was limited. He had his normal white jersey on, not wearing a red non-contact jersey. However, Gronk still has not cleared concussion protocol. Roger Goodell in his State of the League address said this offseason, the league's got to figure out the catch rule.
You know, in something so obvious, they call it a no-brainer? Well, here's a big one. Barbasol is finally making razors. Introducing the Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus. It's got six ultra-thin blades for a close, comfortable shave. You can go to Barbasol.com right now and save some money. That's a no-brainer, too.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 12 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
It's official. Weekends at Buffalo Wild Wings just got better. For a limited time, get $3 select domestic pint beers and $4 select shareables all day Saturday and Sunday. Weekends are also for sports, as mandated by Buffalo Wild Wings. Watch all the games with people that are here for the right reason. With dozens of beers on tap and 21 different flavors of sauces and seasonings. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. See participating location for details. Restrictions apply. Please drink responsibly.
Stop me if you've heard this one before, and you probably have, because this is the second time that he's facing an investigation. But former Iowa State basketball coach Larry Eustace is being looked at Colorado State for his conduct.
You don't say.
Yeah, go figure. Now, the first time, I think 4 years ago, the former AD recommended that Eustace be fired, and here we are 4 years later. He's still employed, and now they're looking at his conduct again. Huh.
Surprising.
Go figure. 319-366-1600. That's the Hurtin and Stocker text line. You're hearing us, by the way, on all three frequencies right now, 1600 AM, as well as 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. That will change about an hour from now. Iowa State men's basketball coming your way tonight. We will step aside at 5:30 on 1600 AM for John Walters and that game. Then it's FMs only for the final 90 minutes. Joining us now on the line, Jeremiah Davis. What's up, Jeremiah? What's new?
Not a whole lot, oddly enough. Doing a lot of housework and some errands in my free time now.
We missed you at Carver Hawkeye Arena last night. For those who may not be aware, Jeremiah formerly covered the Hawkeyes for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, now a free agent sports writer. And yeah, I saw it. Was it the niece's basketball game you got to take in over the weekend?
I did. She had 4 points total across two games. The first game they won, I think it was 22-4, and the second game was an 8-8 tie. So it was a barn burner in Baxter, Iowa.
Are you still following along with the Iowa basketball team? They looked pretty good last night.
I have been. The last week was tough, as you could probably imagine. I didn't watch very closely, just, you know, for personal reasons. But and I didn't get a chance to watch Saturday because I was busy with some other stuff. But I watched last night, and you know, apparently I picked the right one to watch because Jordan Bohannon and Tyler Cook sure had a heck of a game. And I think that's the offense and the kind of performance that everybody sort of expected out of this team to begin this year, and that we've only seen pop up every couple, you know, weeks or so.
Jeremiah, is Jordan Bohannon quietly having a really good sophomore season?
Well, when I was still writing about the team, I tried to make it louder than other people have made it. And I think everybody's sort of catching up to the fact that he's having a heck of a year. It was about a month ago now, I would imagine, maybe less than that. Anyway, I kind of pointed out on Twitter that to this point last year, everybody said he was going to be one of the best point guards in Iowa's history. And with the same stats or better stats in several categories, everybody questioned whether or not he could play point guard at all. I think I've talked about this on your show. And now it's like, oh, crap. Well, he had 20 points and 10 assists and 3 turnovers. Maybe he is pretty good. Well, yeah, he's been pretty good. I think the difference is, you know, last night especially, he had some help. And I don't want to put it too much on his teammates, but, you know, because he's not without flaw, but he's improved as the season has gone on. And, you know, true point guard or not, whatever you want to, however you want to define it, he's a heck of a point guard and a heck of a basketball player.
Isaiah Moss last night, 16 points in 24 minutes. Both Richard Pitino and Fran McCaffrey talked about him in the post game. He seems to me perhaps you'll agree, one of those X-factor type guys where if Iowa can get him going consistently, they're a much better team.
That's the exact term I would use in talking about Isaiah Moss, because what he needs to get more, he needs to have that contribution much more consistently. If he does, that's a rising tide that raises the whole boat. He has not been anywhere near, in terms of consistency and the type of contributions he's had, he's not been anywhere near what I thought he was going to be before the season and what I think a lot of people thought he was going to be. He sort of disappears for long stretches, even within games. He didn't last night, and to your point, that is one of the reasons Iowa looked as good as they did. He's got all the tools. Everything is there. It's just him putting it together, I think, is the question that's left. And if Fran McCaffrey or Kirk Spira or Sherman Dillard or somebody can tap into that, they're going to have a really good player. It's just maybe he needs some more seasoning. I'm not sure.
What have you made of Luca Garza's freshman season to this point? It's interesting because he came in with all this hype, and I think a lot of it came from Fran McCaffrey comparing him to Kevin McHale. And I think his skill set is a little bit different than what we thought. He's kind of an under-the-rim guy. He plays with good energy, and he can step out and make a shot, but he's going to always be somewhat limited athletically.
I think that your analysis there is spot on to start with. And moving a step further, I think that the way he's playing now is just, from my own personal perspective, how I expected him to start the year. You know, I had, in my predictions before the start of the season, I had kind of a lofty prediction for him in terms of, all freshman team and maybe more if he can perform that way. And then you saw him sort of struggle against the better, more highly competitive teams in the non-conference. So I think he's finally getting it. Obviously, he had a long way to go, the ceiling. He's not reached his ceiling for sure yet, but he has gotten better as the season's gone on. And that's what you want to see from a freshman. You want to see him make strides continually. And last night he had some plays that, made you audibly say, wow, the one and one where he was on the right side, like underneath the right side of the rim, and he got fouled and sort of reached around with his left hand and it went in. I kind of sat back in my chair and was like, holy crap, that was a heck of a play just to even get a shot off, let alone put it in. So it's those kinds of plays and the energy with which he plays that has really brought something to the Hawkeyes. I think watching his maturation and as his skills develop is going to be a lot of fun. No, he's never going to be fleet of foot. He's never going to be quick. He's not going to play above the rim like Tyler Cook does. But the skills he has could go, pay huge, huge dividends for Iowa.
Friend of the show, Jeremiah Davis, joining us, talking a little Hawkeye basketball before we get into the meat of the segment, which, by the way, that is not acceptable to put on your tax returns for occupation. I just want you to know that right now, friend of the show. But now that we've crossed that bridge, free tax advice here as April 15th approaches.
There we go.
Richard Pitino referred to Iowa as a young team last night. And every time that somebody calls this team a young team, it sort of makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, because I don't really think they're that young of a team. Just because you've got sophomores, to me, that doesn't mean you're a young team, because those guys played a ton last year. So I want to ask you, is this Iowa team young, in your opinion?
There's a difference between young and experienced. This team is young, but they're experienced. Now follow me on this one. Young is maturation level, is age, is life experience. These guys are 19, 20 years old. They haven't played in college basketball for a long amount of time. You know, it's only a year and a half or maybe a year and three quarters now. They have a lot of growing up to do personally, I think, in a lot of cases. But they do have experience. To your point, yeah, they're not a young team in that regard. They've played a lot of basketball to this point, and especially a lot of basketball together. So I think you kind of have to – it depends on how you're defining young and who it is that's defining it, because I think Richard Pitino realizes that they've played quite a bit of basketball, but they've not experienced every situation yet, even with what they've been through. They hadn't gone through a season like this. Even though last year was up and down, it was their first one. Well, now they're learning what it's like without having a guy there in Peter Jok, who was a leader on and off the floor. You know, they've had to learn new roles in terms of being the go-to guy. You know, who's the alpha in the room? You know, I don't think they've figured that out yet, and that's part of being "quote unquote" young. They got to figure out what the locker room is like in this new world, and it's just taken longer, I think, than a lot of people would have expected, and that goes to maturity, which is being young. So I don't know if that makes sense, but that's kind of how I define young versus experience.
Jeremy, I want to circle back around for just a second. We were talking about the guard play and Jordan Bohannon getting a lot of extra attention and not being able to do it all on his own. And then you look at the statistics as to what we're also talking about, Isaiah Moss, and when he scores in the double digits, Iowa is much more successful than when he doesn't. Does that just show if this team had another guard that can consistently score 10, 12 points, that would make a world of difference?
That's the probably the key as to what they're missing right now. Is exactly that, and Isaiah Moss should be that guy. He should be that. They shouldn't have to worry about a second guard. They should be worrying about a third one on the perimeter, which I thought was going to be the case before the start of the season. Obviously, I and other people were wrong about that. Now it's easy to look into the future and say that Joe Wieskamp cures a lot of ills, which he will in theory, but that also has a lot to do with how he gels with Moss and Bohannon and Connor McCaffrey and everything else they've got coming back next year. So yeah, they had what they need right now is like a grad transfer who doesn't really have a position. It's just he's like 6'4", 6'5", 220, who's a slasher, can hit a shot sometimes. Just a junkyard dog kind of player, you can rely on them for a bucket, and they have some seasoning to them, and they're not afraid to get in a scrap. Somebody who has a lot of miles on them. They aren't afraid of any situation. That's the wing player they need right now. They just don't have it, and you can't create that out of nothing. It takes time, unfortunately, to have that kind of a thing.
I feel I can ask you this question now, but how would you describe covering Fran McCaffrey in your time on the Iowa beat?
Never boring. Does that count?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it does.
I mean, listen, I thoroughly enjoyed covering Fran. I know anybody who's listening to this who was in the media rooms when in a press conference setting or a scrum, and whenever I asked him a question, it felt like he disliked me, but that my questions weren't his most fun to answer. And as a reporter, I enjoyed that back and forth. I never talked to Fran off the record about how he felt about me because I didn't. There's no point to that. But I enjoyed that back and forth because it felt like he was making me work harder, which I appreciated, and I felt like I was making him work harder to to spew out some coach speak. Like I felt like my effort was to get him to say something that we hadn't heard yet. And sometimes I succeeded, sometimes I didn't. But I enjoyed that. I thoroughly enjoyed covering him, and I wish I still was. I know some people don't appreciate how Fran carries himself, but I think he's a guy who truly cares about his job and about his players, and however that comes across, I think that's just up to whoever in the eye of the beholder, I guess.
Do you have a favorite moment from covering the Hawkeyes? And you can feel free to say your appearances on this show that qualifies.
Actually, I think it might be, and maybe it's recency bias, but the post-game Purdue press conference when I asked him if he was seeing if the messages were sinking in, and he just looked at me and said yes, and I asked why, and he said because I'm seeing change, and the whole room kind of raised an eyebrow. It's just maybe it's not. I don't think there's any one moment really. It's the little ones like that happened over and over. I think getting to cover them out in D.C. and at media days in New York when I had one-on-ones with him and players. Those are the things I value the most, is getting to know the players and the coaches on a more personal level. The games and stuff. Yeah, I got to cover. A couple years ago, I filled in when Scott Dockerman was still at the Gazette. I filled in for him because he was at the Rose Bowl, and I got to cover their Iowa beating Michigan State at home. And Went on the road and covered them beating Purdue in that 2015 season. So little things like that, I think were a lot of fun. But overall, it was just, you know, getting to know some of the players and the coaches.
All right. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Okay. And my apologies to you, because I think this needs to be edited, but it took a lot of time to put together in the first place, and we got to use it one time. So this will be the second time, but here we go. I know you love the intro, so fire away.
He's got a minute and a half to tell you whatever's on his mind involving a sport where the primary objective involves being able to turn left.
You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last, you know?
It's time to wave the green flag on Jeremiah Davis's 90 Seconds of NASCAR.
Ooh, I take that back. It doesn't need to be edited.
It's perfectly fine the way it is.
Score one for me. I'm encroaching on your time, Jeremiah. My apologies.
It's all good. I wanted to take my 90 seconds to, first of all, thank you guys and thank everybody at KGYM who's had me on their shows over the course of, you know, 5 or 6 years being at the Gazette. You know, it really was, I posted this on Twitter, but it really was a privilege to get to tell those stories. And the racing community welcomed me in with open arms, was happy to see me. Initially, I think they were just happy for the coverage, but I think I grew on them, at least some of them. You know, that includes, you know, all four of my drivers of the year, NASCAR drivers, Joey Gase, Landon Castle. The racing community in Eastern Iowa is unlike, I think, anywhere else in the country, in that we have a lot of racetracks in a small space and a huge following of people who care about the sport, who live the sport, who want to be a part of it. And whatever's next for me, I have some irons in the fire, and there's potential anyway, a pretty good potential that the inside track is not going away, that it'll still be around, that you'll still see me at racetracks in Eastern Iowa. And, my stories and my coverage from those places could still potentially live on, including the podcast. So keep an eye out for that. I'm not going away. I'm still on Twitter. You can still find me there. And thanks again to everybody who followed along and read my stuff, and to you guys for giving me a platform to talk about it on the radio.
Alex, can we get a definitive ruling?
127.39.
Within the margin of error. Jeremiah, we've enjoyed having you on the program, and don't be a stranger. And thank you very much for coming on and giving a little bit of closure to the situation. And I'll just say there, I've been there before, and it sucks. And you eventually come out the other end, and you're a better person than I am at this point. I'll just say that.
Well, thank you guys for having me on at least one more time. I've enjoyed it, and you know, nobody else. Hey, you get 90 seconds to NASCAR was something you guys came up with, and I thought was really cool. And I, you know, the intro song or audio is phenomenal, and I just wish we could have gotten a few more runs at it.
You're our big hairy American winning machine, Jeremiah. We appreciate it.
Thanks, fellas.
It's Jeremiah Davis. For those of you who may not be aware, former beat writer for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. They had some layoffs, not layoffs, but they downsized, and his position was eliminated. And I wanted to have him on one last time to sort of, well, we had the 90 seconds of NASCAR thing, and I wanted to do it again with him, and he was a good sport for hopping on with us today. We've got some reaction, by the way, from last night, Fran McCaffrey and Richard Pitino, as well as some of the players. We'll have that for you coming up later on. Avenged Sevenfold tickets tonight. But when we come back, Tom Brady revealed today at Super Bowl Media Day, whatever it's today, Media Day, I don't know. Anyway, Tom Brady revealed that he has a scar on his thigh from an accident, an incident 10 years ago. And if you don't like Tom Brady, maybe you'll enjoy the story. Back with more after this.
Okay, the holidays are over and you're thinking about selling your home this year. Doug McAllister and the team at Pinnacle Realty know how quickly spring will be here and know what to do to get your home ready for the selling season, now just weeks away. The Cedar Rapids housing market was white hot last year, and right now, Pinnacle can make sure your home is ready to sell at your price. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Spring is closer than you think.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now, it's time to show the world.
The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top seven wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
And if you left work early, you're probably sitting in your car right now saying, man, I hope he gets to this Tom Brady scar story so I can go in and go on about my life for the rest of the night. So here you go. Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. This is the kind of hard-hitting information that you tune into this program for. Tom Brady has a scar. I find this fascinating because you think of bad or interesting sports injuries. Baseball players are famous for this. The guy who broke his arm when he was reaching under the bed for a suitcase and it fell on him and stuff like that. Or
Sammy Sosa sneezing and going
exactly
on the disabled list.
Tom Brady revealed this week that he has a scar on his quad from being bitten by a dog after a Patriots practice 10 years ago. Here, for those of you who hate Tom Brady, you're like, yes, tell me more. Apparently, there were some military members who were at the Patriots facilities, and they had dogs with them. I think they were training them at the facility, something along those lines. He accidentally raised his arms above his head, which was the attack cue for the dogs, and one of the military dogs attacked and bit him.
Whoops.
The handler was able to grab the dog, but it still sunk its teeth into his leg. So he has a scar on his thigh from that.
That's the attack cue.
Yeah. Hands somehow put his hands above his head and
so that's the cue that the military people give to the dog to attack somebody else, presumably. But the dog attacked Tom Brady.
Probably part of the training. Perhaps they have a guy in a protective suit who puts his hands above his head and they teach the dog how to properly take down the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. I don't think it's going to affect the line. It's still 4.5 at this point. The Eagles are the underdog. Super Bowl Sunday. We got a lot to get to in the lead up to that. And plenty more to get to tonight as well. Rick Heller, the Iowa baseball coach, you'll hear from him next. Gary Reima also going to join us in hour number two. And two opportunities for you tonight to take home tickets to see Avenged Sevenfold at the U.S. Cellular Center. Details available on our website, kgymradio.com. 1 hour down, two to go. Back with more after this.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and
a weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build what